imithandazo tsebeletseng ena ka CFM u ka thapelo tsa rona bona o thole moya ona o halalelang hona jwale ke tinera tonke Miss Gates ke kapse the small limtunzi ke thapelo ba ke national anthem wa tsaba pine Kiona. Mabedi ke metsusu e mekae ke e robong fela pele hora ya leshomela motsolomong. Jalo ka ha re itse re utlwisetsa jalo special broadcast sense ke na le baiti ba ka ba teng ka kwano. Ba batle, re batle hantle ntle ke re shebile tsona. Jale he re tla ka Miss Gates kwa rona kwano, kwa hae kwano. Bona o motle, o na le talente tse ngata ke a business owner, bona o fashioning. Beauty ntho sengata tso kana nang ka tsona e bile hona jwa le o sa tsholo re ke breast cancer warrior si party Miss Gates masango dumela
all
right
I kashap
ke batla wena go describe o describe si party masango to the very best yes
she's a very enthusiastic person, she's a mother, she's a friend, and she's a warrior, she's an entrepreneur. Started from nothing, still pushing for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
I love church.
Yes.
And what else? More than anything, I'm just a warrior.
Hunga.
I feel like I'm sad.
I'm sad.
In this country.
Yeah.
A very difficult one, eh?
Ralevo.
Yeah.
Sister Nana, Hoshaka Manika, Elutandreni Maternity Services. Sister Nana Jumela.
Dumelang liba ma medical high.
All right, sister.
Me right ka khulu.
Ra leboa lwana re tsaisa ka presence ya how this morning. Jale sister Nana yena ke mang tswe tlhoke.
O sister Nana o community mother.
Yes.
Ya se Catharas. Known as me fortunately le libitso la ka la ko motseng.
Yeah.
But barikina mascha.
Yes, mascha.
Ela sekhaya la ngizalwa khona, but ndingunonina.
Mhm.
So they all match umama. So I'm a mother also, mother of three girls, an advanced midwife.
Mhm.
O dila ne community most of the time. I do mostly outreach programs. And then I love, I have passion for mother and child health services.
Yes. Ra leboa ha holo sister Nana. Jwale jwalo ka ha se ke tsholo ma medibile ke ba metse ba itiba ka ba batle ka kwano. Jwale ere ke tsela ka Sipati. Sipati, let's just take it back re se morao hanyane ho baby Sipati. Gore ho no le jwang ho wena growing up.
Now I was born in Mochumiston, I think in early kilometers of Mochumiston, there was a maternity ward.
Okay.
And then with hardships, my mom, we had to relocate to Lesotho and then come back. So childhood, most of my friends reside this side. And happy being relocationing was one. It's another thing, okay. How we can meet and you become friends and families. So, then the other side, so we share resources.
Yeah.
So, hulu in a very big community, and I happen to be like a reggae.
Yeah.
So, it's opposite the church.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then king salikin wana atang fashion, wana atang vina. Luckily, I went abroad and I sang opera.
Yeah.
I came back. Kuga ne kitu wana kibal kibina opera kwa tawa para netball, kona wa para netball. Blending I used to have a nickname called School of Mapisa Zonke.
Okay.
It was this song by I think it was Kabelo. Mag Zonke, mag mistakes. Everything that you want to do.
Yeah.
Kuga wata ukena. Kuga wata ukena because I'm very energetic and very hyperactive.
And speaking to Miss Gates, one would want to know more. Libisole, little as
yeah, someone was asking me, I think two days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it was my doctor.
Okay.
About Miss Gates, no, I can't get myself.
Yes.
So myself kid Gates.
Yes.
So in high school, that's where the name started. And I'm talking about high school.
Yeah.
So it's like Miss Gates.
Yeah.
No, your surname interpreted Masango kid Gates.
So
it's like Miss Gates.
So I'm Bulegi la Masango.
From 2005, since I like Miss Gates.
Yeah. So, who lame your childhood? You know, na nore. Bopilo ba ha ubuta ditaba ka mogoboleng ka teng o sanole driven no na na botsa bo social media influencer business woman and the growing up no na na
you know I thought that I'll be married happy and that ticket la le monna ka le bana go tsa bana
yeah
and I thought that I'm going to have a big house and I thought that ke tla tsama ka kolo yo kholo I've always wanted to drive a big car
yeah
but unfortunately life has its own turns
yeah.
lo bo buisa mo sana na but so far so good because every struggle that I've came across it was a lesson, a teaching to me. But I never thought okay I would come to this this lesson. I think this is the hardest lesson for me.
Yeah.
Because I never thought was yo, we got to like breast cancer, you know.
Because
I put a car now. What is it that God would want to where He would want me to do? I look at now back eyes. Test of faith. Next time I know we'll be first place. I thought that maybe I'll buy a house. They said maybe possess at some point or maybe get a broke. So I think life lessons and all the hurdles that I've came across, but this one is the biggest one. You know.
Re tlo bua ka yona re tlo tswela pele re bua ka yona taba ya breast cancer jwale ke a tseba also re buile ka taba ya business gore you know o also owner ya organic touch re jwetse pele hanyane ka yona pele re kena tabeng
so nekili I studied HR I did a little bit of industrial psychology as well and then they came to Italy. Now I used to mix my own products, you know, the coconut oils. So two friends of mine, one was a colleague, and then one Nelo Amona. Okay, she was like, what's the business so for weekends? And now when we want it, you know. So I used them as guinea pigs. Go and get the sabon. Go and get the sabon.
Yeah.
You know, try a kids. And what goes on them all?
Yes.
And then I think it was 2016.
Yeah.
And 2017, I resigned from my job. I was pregnant at that time.
Yeah.
And then, guys, kala okay, in touch. So, it ended 2016, I just as I started off with 1,000 rand.
Okay.
And then, got funding, kachola, babola kachola, msewete kanka, chaletaka, kakopanya. And that's how it came about.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people will think, no, Sifati's buying in bulk, at that time they say, wah. So everything is being done from scratch. I formulate all the products and I do them from scratch. Here's the kitchen. Three or four of them have been clinically tested.
Yeah.
So they can be good to go into any store.
Yes.
Because you cannot come back and complain or chill.
Yeah.
No, because they've been tested by Agricultural Research Council of South
Africa. Yeah.
So for me, a young black child, you look at all those brands, those big ones.
Yeah.
And I must say, I am in competition with them.
Yes.
Because they were not. So that's how it started. And then obviously a little bit of fashion there now and then. And then I've got a makeup class that I host. I think can be 7th, 8th. I think we're gonna go to an 8th one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we teach people how to do their makeup and young girls, women, it's like a networking session.
Mm-hmm.
We will all to learn how to do our brows, let them be browsing.
Beauty.
The whole day, network and communicate with each other, and you know, you bring mothers and sisters.
Sister Nana. This lady, can I introduce her to bo with the brown rice, bo the whole wheat. Let's talk about that healthy thing. Haru kuta ba kena. I'm introducing them hoto na. Pelo mo no mara haru baledi taba puliane haru baledi taba. Let's talk about total latte.
Ke le bile emotabong sa bemo ba le hodima profensing ya Gauteng le sakile ho ya tshwetsa di garata ditlatso ho 13 diphamele ho 26 ha re le kona ntle ka tlhongwa ho reng ena le tsena la tito profensing ya Gauteng a matume shulwane e bile karolo ya mokete wa tekenwa hakano ya certificate e sa mophato wa le shume ka jenu krukazopong ho di bala kipulana masosa mamedi dumela Letsena la tuto profensing ya Gauteng a Matume Shilwane e bile karolo ya mokete wa utekenwa ha kano ya certificate sa mophato wa leshome ka jeno Krugersdorp. Ba ituti bohle ba ingodisitseng ho ngola dihlahlobo tsena tsa magaola kganga tsa monongwaha ba tla tekena boitlamo ba ho latela melawana yohle e mabapi le ho ngolwa hona. Ka ho sekolo se seng le se seng se tla lokela ho ba le boitlamo mo e leng hore ba ituti ba tla kgona ho tekena teng e le ho thusa ho laola tshebetso ya melawana. Ho sale jwalo le fapala tuto profensing ya Gauteng le hlalositse hore baithuti bohle bao e leng hore ba ne ba amohetswe dipetlele Hammanskraal bakeng sa ho belelwa jwalo ho ja dijo tse nang le shefu bakeng ena a ba se ba lokollotswe. Baithuti e baka ba 40 a na le metso e supileng ba sekolo sa primary sa Ralepego Hammanskraal ba ile ba lebisa sepetlele ka mantaha ka mora hore ba je dichokolete tseo e leng hore di feletswe ke nako. Athe ka labone la baithuti ba ka ba 20 a na le metso e 5 ba sekolo sa primary sa Mshuluzana Maisela le bona ke ba o ileng hore ba ile bana ba tletse ba ka bothata a bona. Lefapha le hlalositse hore le sebetsa ka thata ho etsa bonnete ba hore polokeho dikolong e ba ntho e teng le hore diketsahalo tsa mofuta ona di se ke tsa boetse hape di tswela pele. Basadi iba babedi ba ba amanang le mohlanga wa sepolesa Sergeant Rachel Shokani kutimela eo a qoswang ka ho bolaya batho ba tsheletseng mabapi le ditjhelete tsa insurance e batshwere. Ho ya ka ditlaleho kutimela o ne a entse insurance ya bophelo le ya lepato ho mahlatsipa a mangata mme o se a tlamile dimilione tse ka bang a tse 10. Molao wa sepolesa Atlanta Mathe o re basadi ba tshwereng batho ba ne le diqoso tse ngata tse kenyeletsang polao, boshodu, moho le bobodu. Ne e bona ba lebeletse hore ba hlaelle ka pele ho lekgotla la dinyewe la Polokwane ka jeno.
The pair was arrested by the SAPS Limpopo tracking team in a village in Limpopo on Thursday afternoon after the investigating officer obtained a J50 warrant of arrest. The pair is a 47-year-old nurse who is a sister to the sergeant and the other is a 27-year-old daughter to the sergeant. The pair is expected to appear together with the accused.
Sepolesa se dumela hore se 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 fumane e jalo dithunya tse leng hore di sebedisitswe bakeng sa ho bolaya batho ba 18 le sikisiki profenseng ya Eastern Cape kgweding e fetileng. Mme dithunya tsena ke tseo e leng hore di kenyeletsa di AK-47 e ka hare. Molwi wa sepolesa Atlanta Mathe o hlalositse hore ba belelwa ba babedi ba tshwerwe mme ke bao e leng hore ba ile ba fumanwa jalo ba hweba ka dithunya tsena tseo e leng hore ha di molaong.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the firearms were moved to another location after the killing of the Lusikisiki 18. The high-caliber firearms have been taken in for ballistics testing to determine and confirm that they were indeed used in the commission of the crime and to also determine which other crime scenes can be linked to them.
Re la tsela mahlo tse manang le tsa moru rante ba piso le dollara ya America ke 17.60 ba piso le pound ya Britain 22.98 ha euro ile 19.08 ha uta yona eroka ka $2,707.97 ounce oli itala $74.72 e barele ka nngwe. Ra dipetela a tsena tsa hore ena re lekola tsa lontla e bileng ka sehlohong. Letsena la tuto profensing ya Gauteng a Matume Shilwane e bile karolo ya mokete wa ho tekenwa ha kano ya certificate sa mophato wa leshome ka jeno Krugersdorp. Di fela mona tsena tsa hore na ya leshome le motso le mong kopana le tse ding hape se feletseng a tla bo kgethile hore yane ya leshome le metso mmedi.
Thank you.
But is laying there dormant. Then, the activator, which could be the contributory factors, some is genetically, because it's in the family. So once that dormant cell is activated, then there is maldistribution of cells. Then we have cancerous cells. That is when we have cancer. So it differs. Uben abo breast, uben abo abo lung, abo cervical, and all those things. But then when it comes to breast, after sitifini lukuti what is cancer, we go to what can cause or what can activate the cells that are in the body, which are laying there dormant. One, we are talking about those mothers who don't want to breastfeed. They are prone to heavy breast cancer. Two, if you have cancer in the family, ngiyabona khona umbhekile ongumangalele manyithi onganqelisi ubone the loop. That is so true. So if it's in the family, you are prone also to have e cancer
mm-hmm.
because it's genetically, it runs in your genes.
Mm-hmm.
That is why when you have cancer history with family, you need to test yearly,
mm-hmm.
especially mm-hmm. after 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start to test yearly.
Mm-hmm.
The other one,
yes.
it's when you are breastfeeding, but you don't breastfeed correctly.
Okay.
The latching is not good.
Mm.
You will find that that person will start complaining, ngamalams, ngamakipuz akrekayo, ngabo breast engorgement, igcine iba namam, ubovu, uthola ukuthi ibreast seba ne discharge, uphuma ubovu. And if that is left untreated, it can contribute to the activation of cancer cells.
So le ha re shebile ka breast cancer ha holo re bua ka batho ba bomme e be ke di feng di symptoms tse leng hore o ka re batho a di shebe ha holo sa breast cancer.
Number 1, you know how your breast is, the size, ukuthi ime kanjani. Uzoqala ubone ukuthi ayi man i-breast yam ngathi i-shape akusi i-shape engijwayele. Even the pain, abanye they experience pain which also radiates to your armpits. Abanye they even have amalams. Kokunye you will find ukuthi abanye they have this redness on the site of the infection. You understand? Kube ne-redness ichintshe i-color which is hot on touch, and the mouth to you know, most people screening assistance are makai, whereby you lie on a flat surface, you check your breast on circular movement, starting from outer upper parts, going inside, feeling for the lumps. So you will feel those lumps, you will see it shape your breast, it will change. You will see the redness on ayazi ukuthi velaphi, it doesn't go. And then you will see it discharge from the breast. But then I think I confuse in a discharge we breast your mama or pregnant or only side. Because sometimes umama or pregnant due to hormones non-medicine, your breast can have a bloody discharge which is normal. It doesn't need even a treatment. You can continue with lactation. It will resolve on its own. It's hormonal. But then if the discharge persists post cessation of breastfeeding, meaning if it discharges as a corner, mara unrelease, you are not pregnant, it discharges there, then you need to go for consultation. So those are the signs. This will be the pain, amalams, we armpit, the redness, the amalams, the pain, change of shape, all those things, we will need to go for screening. Remember the WHO, which is World Health Organization, it tells us from the age of until the age of 44, you need to screen. But as from the age of 55, you are advised to do a mammogram at least every second year.
At least every second year. Mm-hmm.
Especially if unabantwana abaningi, you were though le iyaye ibe kakhulu ku cervical cancer whereby you got umntwana at an early age or you are promiscuous. Abanye abantu they are not promiscuous because bathanda ubu engage abu sexual activity. Remember our victims, most of them, they were abused when they are young. So they grow up thinking ukuthi it's a normal thing. So he promised pretty sometime we define it wrongly. Since which Labankana was told can't you know it's how they were socialized. Kubo is sex, it's something normal because it was done even within the family. So those lento experiences, ama backgrounds and jalo, such a person needs to go for screening almost every, it's not less than 35 every 10 years. But after 44, every second year. If it's in the family, every year.
Every year.
Also sugar, let's be careful of sugar.
Ke tole fashion sele rona ladies ha lena le potsolla ka tsang ho ibotsa sister nana kwano we prepare for tsola ka tsang ho ibotsa sister nana ka pola ka tsang ho ibotsa Miss Gates kwano Miss Gates ha re khutlele ho wena ho tsatsile ono qala ka pa o decide leng ho lo checka ho no etsa halanga o thotse jwang
the grobe tsika on the side of my right. So, like Mama, I man, can I lamp?
Yeah.
No, because they like more, like closer to my to my happy
yeah.
So, they keep it for hot. I can kill lamp, but it's still they keep it.
Yes.
Keep it like a more corona.
Lamp,
yeah.
What's
the difference? I remember one of my friends that let on chicken.
Yeah.
So, I go to America. Was I tell my Oscar, like I just talk about nothing. I think this was February. And that's why I'm not like okay, like Mama Natasha.
Okay.
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 And then in May, and then in April, because I'm a quarter, broke out February, March.
Yeah.
May, April, because I'm a quarter, because I'm a doctor, so I can go back to go to a mammogram. But before I get a mammogram, like I said, screening go six.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fix about a lamp,
Yeah.
So beki ako beki tama he ki chala referral for my doctor, and then beki tama ko sa mammogram, and then I get a mammogram. The results immediately they came out. I think it was the third. No. Get a mammogram closer to end of May.
Yeah.
And then mammogram is like no, what's like malignant or something like that. Like kono bala.
Yes.
It's malignant. There is a lump. And
yeah.
It's malignant, and you have to go for a biopsy. But we're going to refer you to a doctor, your doctor. So my doctor then referred me to radiology with a biopsy.
Yeah.
Or talaga na, the cell cancerous the cancerous stage, lujotal stage.
Yes.
So by the biopsy, about Kenya, take them and they pull out those cells. But they go to the tissues. They go to the actual lump.
Yeah.
Manta him. I think it was the 3rd of June. And then I was diagnosed and then my birthday was on the 6th of June. So I found out on the 5th of June.
Sure.
But already I was regarded a cancer oncology patient at the 3rd of June. I remember. So that's how I found out. And then my mom kept on saying, because my mom does mammogram every year.
Yeah.
Make no mistake.
Hmm.
My mom will tell you every year, Margaret always go to a mammogram.
Yeah.
Because she's over the age of, at that time when she started doing it, she was over the age of 50. Now she's 65.
Yeah. Yes.
So every year, my mom,
every year,
And then one day, I decided, so I can go. And so the sharp pains, more especially, and then only to find out, okay, I can tell you, the cells, the you think that's a so then they extracted those cells and then found. Then the process, MRI scan, CT scan, to check on our stage, man, to check on it spread, radiation, to check on that, how can it take chemo. But happened was realized, okay, this is one of the most expensive diseases. I don't want to lie. Like, you didn't have medical aid. So, okay, put on that. If someone doesn't have medical aid, government.
Yes.
Or doctor like him. That radiology. Or doctor that CT scan. That machine. More can I catch us. And that radiation or whatever they call it. Or test on that. Is your heart. Will your heart and your liver be able to take chemo? So those are the costs. I always say, you never think, okay, anything can happen to you.
Yes.
Or we're not like.
Yeah.
So I always ask myself, okay, yes, we do have oncology centers in terms of government trying, but I think they must try enough. Yes, no disease is better than any other one, but this one is a very deadly one. If not taken off, or if not detected early. So luckily, like it was stage two, but still going through chemo and stuff. But as I say, I was lucky enough for
So, Okariki, the hardest part is seeing how not all this diagnosis, who navigate and figure out.
I think my support system, as my best friend is saying, so my daughter was like, Oh, talking alien. And then she just felt. I couldn't have seen the results here.
Obviously.
Okay, right. When I put out when I came, when she felt my breast and then she just measured it.
Yeah.
I think my lump was 7 centimeters long and 6 diameter. Highest. It was the hardest part to have confirm. When your oncologist confirms verbally.
Yeah.
Mm. Verbally. When your oncologist confirms verbally that you've got breast cancer. I think for me that was the hardest part. So for now, okay, process. And then they will tell you, are you sure you've got a support system?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, not a support system, like 100%. But the hardest part, I don't want to lie to you, is when you hear it from your oncologist, or yes, you do have breast cancer.
It, yeah.
And her patient was shocked, Tori. They will say screening.
Yeah.
I was telling people on my Instagram, Tori. You know, medical aid or any other, and Tomata was just talking, no, screening is from 41 years old.
Yeah.
It's free.
Hmm.
Right? Mm. But if you're under the age of 41,
yeah,
you pay for it. It's like 2,900. Sure. Well, it's expensive. So, so and I was like, Kish, what's up again? You can actually say this thing, and you can tell, you know, all those things, and to actually do it.
For my health,
and
yeah.
For me, it was very, very hard. You do have cancer,
yeah,
and you also have a support group.
And also the courage, the Sister Nana Kapala Katang Hobota, Sipati Poto. That's a lepil. Huna Mutala Katang Hobota Poto. Okay, Pumla Atamela Kwanuto. Atamela Tobota Poto. For Naya Homa. Yeah. Ubu Lemo Atamela Mikey. Yeah, Okata Melamo, Sister Nana. Okata Melahu, Sister Nana.
Ninjani.
Informing, entertaining, and inspiring. Gazi FM 97.1. Your Gazi, your station. Informing, entertaining, and inspiring. Gazi FM 97.1. Your Gazi, your
station. Once you go to 50 and above, because it's the history, and now. I don't know when you say your sisters, are they your siblings or your family from your paternal side? But if they are your siblings, that means they are now in the family. It's the family history. That means you need to check every year. Every year.
All right. Do you feel that the report on how much you have been on the report? Pele rotol la pele. All right. Pele rekwala. Pele re kwala atamela o ntate o batla o botsa botsa tutor na o re nyena.
All right, on the journey I heard you crying about finances, stress and everything, and we understand that within our economy currently everybody is going through it, but nevertheless who gave you the courage to say there is the money, right? It's your family giving you that support. But who's giving you that strength spiritually? Who was picking you up spiritually?
There's my friend over there. The one who put on my phone, I too low. Nah, <we're> low. Yeah, sure, she's been with me throughout the journey because I wanted to close because her sister went through the same journey. And I think she told me that it's still going to get hard.
Yeah.
So they kind of lent, you know.
Yes.
So she's been there for me and church as well.
Yeah.
And myself, you know, most of the time I have never attended any chemotherapy without my friends.
Hmm.
I think I'm on my 7th chemo. I have never attended it alone.
Yes.
But happened.
It's been a journey. It's and my mom is a praying warrior, and
yeah,
we're like KZN, so she will always send me verses. And my dad died of cancer, esophagus cancer.
Okay,
so she's always encouraging me, okay, don't eat. Okay, she's a little bit strict here. But my friends, most of them, I would like to thank them from the bottom of my heart. They've been there for me.
Yeah,
it's been a hard journey.
Yeah,
what to eat, mm-hmm. prescription, the medical aid doesn't pay for this, mm-hmm. they would actually take out their own money, mm-hmm. the petrol,
mm-hmm.
because now I have to attend chemo weekly,
mm-hmm.
and there's radiation that mm-hmm. I have to attend daily,
mm-hmm.
every day, Monday to Friday, for I don't know how many weeks, maybe a month,
mm-hmm. yes.
you know, the petrol, the emotional stress, the eating, I will buy this and then not eat it,
yeah.
and the emotional, the symptoms.
Yeah.
Guys, the hot flashes are just insane. What are the hot flashes? We go tell about tomorrow, we'll tell about tomorrow. We'll have to take a catch.
Yes.
After every 2 minutes, you know, you become forgetful. And
yeah.
After 30 minutes, so there's those symptoms that your menopause can actually kick in at a very young age, you know, because if Mari is hormonal or something.
Yeah.
But my support system has been very, very great and telling me every day, even on social media, I must say, people from social media, the message is like, every time I have fell, I'm not there, you know.
Yeah.
So the love and support has been very, very amazing.
Morale Buha. Make you know what I mean? Programs manager ya rona a intend mo sebetsi ona ka jeno o sebetsa haletse na re ya leboa mmegida
ai ho le bona ma ba sotho wa tsiba kubitsa jwalo a kompolele a ke go tsiba hare le batho ga rute ka o tshwana so hangata una le re hothwe motho ena le cancer ha o qala tsa ma di chemo ye tsa mothabe wese ba bang ba shojwana motho etsa how ma bona morantsi wa tsale kimo jwa ya hamba motho khona so itse how tlo mohlomong qetwa hore jwale ke ya qala ke ya kimo itse ha o inka o inkile ka ntho ga tsa keng ke sipati nna ka ba ho lona le ntwela go yo enevelo ka itse hala because kana go nwe o ba confused ka ba ka ntho tsa batho go ba ne mang le mang ke expect ka tsela ha so ne ke re kutse mo rena wena ola Winka keteyo ya uya kimo huno holi jwang.
The conversation that I had with the oncologist there, I saw a lot of people apart from rona go hola go ya ka hutya wa rona or whatever we hear on the streets. It's even whatever we watch on TV. Or how she ba ta ditori tsa ta motho tsheke khetsa hai. Ke o sa soka itse o so soka la you know and what the media says in terms of movies. So now, you know, apart from chemo, I do take body the herbs.
Yeah.
You know, I do take some herbs. But when my first journey, given the chemo meeting, but his situation and my situation are different. I'm still on stage 2, that cancer, right? And then, hanke, chemotherapy, why does it make you weak? A lot of people don't understand. Because now, I'm going to talk chemo, maybe chemo, more can hanke.
Yes.
It's weak. So I think it's a problem that you can support.
Yeah.
I have to go for surgery to Kenya Port to it. It can, you know, every time.
Yeah.
It is so strong. It goes to those cells and attacks those cells.
Mm.
But also, how can I be linked? It's bullying your immune system. That's what I'm like, that's why Manala Hawa Chincha. So it kills everything, but it goes directly to what it needs to do.
Yeah.
So it goes into your bloodstream. So I think, bullying immune system, how old.
Yes.
But Kile Mole Kitamari. So I was given an option. It's because my lump was too big. They couldn't do surgery because my lump. So they can cut it off.
Yeah.
My kawa told us immediately, but the lump was too big. And I always thank God for at least because I still need to go back into screening to check over now. Is there any other trace? Or are they gonna open it up and take the tumor out, or are they gonna do an mastectomy about to say? And reconstruct, I can say. But they call it the red devil. So it's 4 sessions after 21 days. It's the strongest. After 1 session, it feels like you feel everything. And then it's hard. So I passed that stage. And then when I weekly. So your oncologist now says, these are the stages. But so far, so good for me.
Yeah.
I'm doing quite well.
Yeah.
And I can like to talk to you. Yeah. It's red, the red devil. How are you planning? We are toileting immediately after 15 minutes. That's how strong is it. All I just follow what's my other show, but in making mama, Kirifella, get the blood of Jesus, second on wound.
Yeah.
This is the journey that I'm going to go through,
yeah.
And in turn, and obviously, I still say to my oncologist, I still want to have kids.
Yeah.
And there's an injection, like I get something like King, to protect my ovaries. Maybe after 3 months. So, chemo, yes, it's got a very bad reputation now, but it helps. And luckily, my oncologist is not sure enough. Doctor, I don't know what I'm doing because I'm not sure if I'm going to have a doctor. So, my last session, I was talking about how to mix. So, I'm going to have a But I can't wait to have cancer. So, I still have to go through the chemo, radiation, MRI scan, check out now.
I commended her. She's doing very well, and the response to the therapy is very good. That is why I was saying it's more in the mind. I always say to people, the greatest doctor is your mind. Just make it a point, whatever that comes your way, inke positive, though or go through the stages, but when I look at the outcomes, look at the end product, but this is what you want to achieve. And as he caught the web and the breast cancer is not for women only. Because we think that Nabo Baba, they have a breast cancer, which is called echinomastosia, which is also very rife, because of the high levels of estrogen. So, and iron zwaini, the medications that they take, so especially the chronic medication, they should also go for breast cancer screening, especially if you are on chronic medication, you're taking some of the medication, abocementadine and all those things. They must go because they make your levels of estrogen to rise up, which predispose you to mass distribution of cancer cells. Therefore, you end up having breast cancer as a man.
Alright, Raziba, honali fun walk that's happening on the 20th. Ako rejoice kayona the fun walk here, breast cancer awareness, sister Nana.
Oh yes, it's our annual event. We started 2015. The reason why we started it, my mom, my sister, my aunt, Minaje, it's in the maternal side, it's in the family. Cancer, they all died of cancer. So, you know, when we grew up, we were socialized. We named some of the diseases. Maskule lokshin, mabe kulmange cancer, we would say, easy for Zabelu. And why basing us as blacks is because all the time when we went for consultation, they say we're late. We are bonke, most of them when they go, they are on stage 4 because they don't know about the signs and symptoms. Mazikala, we are too quick to do ama OTC over the counter medication. Just like nice atina sends the message to zenza emakhaya, only to find ukuthi nathi dala sinayi cancer kuma community. It's just that we were not aware of it, azange senzelwe ama awareness. So there's that lack of information. Then I decided to, you know what, let me do this for my community, so that we don't lose more women towards cancer. So early detection, it's number one. I was happy on the first year, Manikala. We only had, I think it was 57 participants. One child who came with her mom, 10-year-old child, she was diagnosed of breast cancer. I was happy to save that one soul. So we are continuing. This is our ninth year. We're having breast cancer awareness walk every year, third week of October. Ikala Elutandweni. See, I walk for 8 kilometers, come back to Elutandweni. After the walk, we do all the screenings, your prostate cancer, your breast cancer screenings, your pap smear, you get information, counseling and everything. You get all those services for free on the day. The walk starts at Elutandweni for at 7. The registration, elders and kids 10 years to 18, they register at 100 rand. Abantwana abancane 10 years ugezansi, it's 50 rand. Nikhumbule nabantwana abancane, they have bayazalwa abanye banayo i-cancer because of the genes. So that is why we involve everybody. So anyone who wants to come and participate, you can join us on Sunday.
Okay.
Come get your breath checked. Come get your screening for pap smear. Abobaba, come get your prostate cancer screening. Asisanibambi, asayenzi njengakudala.
Yeah.
We now do the pricking, which is siya pricker, we take your blood, uthola ma results same time.
All right. Ra leboha. O ka tsho hape go tloa kana komang and ke a tshepa family ka ofela e invite like o tsho re le bana ba ba
ya.
So everyone,
yes, everyone is invited.
Okay.
From 7, walk is starta ka 7.
Okay.
By 9, half past 9 we are all back. We starting with the health education.
Yes.
We teach them the signs, how to self screen yourself, ekhaya. Then 10 o'clock we start with the other screenings.
Alright, so social media relethola kae Elutandweni.
Elutandweni, ooh, yazi labantwana bethu, mina ngikuba nomuntu omdala mina ngisazilisinto. But yazi ukuthi uFacebook
ikhona.
Mawuthi nje Elutandweni Maternity Clinic, uzosithola lapho. And then my numbers, they are all over. And fortunately, my phone 24 hours. Noma ngabe ufona nini unenkinga yani, even though you're not my patient. As I am saying, I am always available for any questions and for any assistance if I am able to help.
Alright.
So Elutandweni is a phosphorus, extension 7. It's open 24 hours. It's mother and child health services. And then we've just opened a new branch at Albertine Mall from 9 to 5. Mother and child health services. We also do minor elements. So you can get us opposite PQ from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and Sunday. Saturday we are.
Alright, really be there, Sister Nana. Miss, ha re petele ka wena fela gore message wa hao ho motho eno re mo lena o na le breast cancer lo re lena in future ka ithola a diagnose wa o ka reng ho bona how ba fa manje a go tsatsa fela as we talk.
Ke le ke tshe ke most of the time we always say prevention is better than cure, but how so thotso go bona le yona treatment.
Yes.
You know, never skip treatment. You know, there's something where we believe for a treatment. Never skip your treatment. I mean, there are times more to treating where house are gone, but always have a good support system. I mean, there's a lot of WhatsApp groups. And you can go on social media.
Yeah.
Type cancer. You'll find WhatsApp groups. So you find other groups because you need to have support. Because you'll find yourself crying. Those are questions that will always come up. Find support in any other form, and whatever you believe in, whether you believe in ancestors, whether you believe in God, whether you believe who pink balloons,
yes.
You know, have a strong support system. and we struggle more and fight and become a warrior.
Yes, warrior. Re lebila holo Miss Gates kana ba hao. Ra leboa hore o tle o tlo bua le rona. Ra leboa holo sister Nana wena ho tla o tsore educator ka breast cancer. Ke a leboa. Re thola kae Miss Gates on social media?
On social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Ke si party Miss Gates masam.
All right. Re lebila hore.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, all the best. That's the little time. Sounds so good. Look at that guy. Really? We can deal on that. We can watch.